Is that good, Vance? Is that good? Good boy, well done. It is in danger of becoming the Vance Boo stream, or whatever you want to call it, Boo account. Maybe that's appropriate given that the picture on the account is of a bit of him, if I remember rightly. Bit of him. Yeah, I think it's of the whole hound. I haven't updated you on his progress for a bit, and I'm sure you're glued to your computer and iPhones and Androids and Windows phones and whatever else is waiting to hear what's happening. I last booed on this after I'd got Vance back from the vets, and we and had an idea of what the vet thought might be going on, possibly, maybe. Vance seemed really good the next morning, really bouncy, perky, cheerful, not a care in the world. And that continued once I started giving him the painkillers that I've been given by the vet, as well as the anti-inflammatories. In fact, he loves taking the tablets. I only wish that he was like this with his worming tablet, where he's absolutely in utter pain. But these, he can't wait to gobble them up. Maybe he knows that they're doing him some good, hopefully. Maybe he's addicted to painkillers. Oh, that would be the next thing. So it all seemed fairly well, and there's a lot of risk in me thinking that things are going okay. I'll stop doing this. He hadn't got the pain for a few days, or not that I knew of. He hadn't yelped at any stage. And I was starting to think that maybe at least on the painkillers, things were getting a bit better. And then, suddenly, this morning, brought back down to earth with a very big bump. Literally 20 minutes ago, half an hour ago, Vance, I heard, must have been pretty well asleep, but heard distantly Vance yelping quite loudly. And that brought me to somewhat, and a few seconds later, as I heard him coming in here, to my bedroom, he did it again. And by the time he reached me, well, I heard him coming in, and he was making a slightly odd sound, he was walking. And when I put on the light and then felt him, discovered that he was walking on three legs, that he was holding his right hind leg up off the ground, and for a bit couldn't be persuaded to put it back on the ground again. And so I had a good feel of him, and I moved the leg, and couldn't replicate the discomfort. He didn't yelp again. Not that I'm trying to hurt my dog, but, you know, trying to feel around his leg and move it and just see whether there's a particular position or something. And in the end, just trying to persuade him to put it on the ground and to walk slowly with me. But he didn't want to walk slowly with me because he wanted his breakfast. So that turned into me going slightly ahead, saying, "Steady!" and him running at me. And he seems to be putting it on the ground, but when I felt got him to stand on my hands, which is my way of testing how much pressure he's putting on the ground through his back paws, he's not putting as much pressure on the back right paw. He is, as I say, he is putting it on the ground. I can't tell whether he's actually walking properly with it. He sounds to be, but I can't see him well enough to know. So anyway, he had his breakfast fine, and he's lying down, and he's fairly contented now. But to tell you the truth, I'm utterly, utterly frightened. I don't think there's much point in immediately going running back to my vet on this. It potentially fits with the kinds of things we were talking about, and he will only tell me to rest and come back next week. I did have a useful conversation with guide dogs earlier on in the week, where they have suggested getting a second opinion from their in-house, or at least close to in-house, orthopaedic specialist, that they were asking for Vance's x-rays to be sent there and would possibly ask to see Vance, and that all sounded pretty positive, and hopefully things will be moving come the middle of next week on that. So I don't know that there's much to be gained by going back to the vet, or I don't suppose, you know, this time on a Friday I can really push guide dogs for a quick second opinion. I think we just have to continue resting Vance, and not give him too many opportunities to do that. And I have a pretty small flat, so for him to manage to hurt himself just walking around here is worrying. I think there's much more I can say than that, but if anybody has a large German Shepherd and has encountered what you thought was an injury, but maybe isn't, maybe it's something longer term, where the dog is okay, walking normally by all accounts, until this morning at least, but where when he stretches, the legs go out behind him, when he stretches to jump or to push or to stretch, he gets a pain which by all accounts, by Vance's account, is pretty painful, despite the painkillers he's on. So if you have encountered that, and you have any ideas, then get them to me, whichever way best suits you. Thanks very much. I hope you boo on happier things at some point.